Coach, your thoughts on facing the Packers at Lambeau Field Sunday?
Well, yeah, big challenge. Obviously, you know, this team's playing very well. I think Coach McCarthy, you know, does a great job with this football team in every area. How disciplined they play, their fundamentals, their techniques, their consistency. You know, they're very explosive in all three phases. Obviously, on offense, you know, with Rodgers and his, you know, record-setting performances throughout his career already. You know, Cobb and Nelson are very explosive players in the passing game after the catch. Lacy's a very difficult player to defend. You know, a lot of production in the passing game as well as the running game. All really hard guys to tackle, including Rodgers. Good offensive line. And a lot of other players that are playmakers to go along with those guys. You know, defensively, a really active front. Obviously, Peppers and, you know, Matthews are, you know, just hard guys to contain, but, you know, they're very athletic. They're getting a lot of plays from their defensive tackles and Daniels and Guillon. And, guys do a good job inside there. Jones, you know, they're really productive, and, you know, it's a good coverage team. We've used a lot of different players back there, you know, with Williams and Shields outside, but using different combinations of, you know, Hayward and Hyde, you know, even sometimes, you know, putting Williams inside and House outside. So a lot of different looks there in the secondary. You know, Hawk, great player. You know, Coach Capers does a real good job with the of pressures and looks and, you know, really challenges your offense in terms of blitz pickup and identification and recognition of, you know, where they are. You got to be ready for all of them, because sooner or later they all come. And you know, the Packers are very good in the kicking game. They have excellent specialists. You know, punter, kicker, returners, Hyde and Cobb both. You know, they've been very, very productive. You know, block kicks, returned them. Crosby's, you know, really good. Mass, you know, great plus 20, plus 50 punter. You know, he can position on a long field too. So, good coverage players. This is a really strong, solid team in every area. That's very well coached. And they make you earn everything you get, and it's really hard. They don't give you anything. You've got to go out there and execute really well. And if you make mistakes, then they're very quick and adept at capitalizing on them. You know, Peppers is a, you know, big blocker, obviously, 13 career blocks. So it kind of, you know, just never ends. You know, no matter what phase of the game you're in, they've got explosive playmakers and schemes and, you know, things you gotta take care of, and just no chance to relax. Good at everything.
Coach, your team has been playing at a high level since some challenges early in the year. You have to be, you know, feel pretty good about, you know, where the New England Patriots are right now and how they're playing.
Yeah, well, I don't think any of those games in the past really mean anything, so I don't think we really care about those. It's much more about what we're able to do this week against the Packers, and, you know, trying to prepare for, you know, the outstanding football team that they have. That's really where we're focused right now.
Coach, what was the key to turning it around so emphatically? I know those games don't matter because they're in the past now, but you placed yourself on top of the AFC with five to go. What was the key to this turnaround for you?
Any games we've won around here, then, because, you know, the players have made plays and won them. You know, they're the guys that go out there and block and tackle and run and catch and kick and do all the things that they do. So, gotten contributions from all three phases of our team and a lot of different players. It's not any one thing to single out, but you know, our guys have gone out.
How were you able to – sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, the guys – the games that we've won, they've gone out there and they've made the plays for us to win them.
That was obviously a different situation for you guys being 2-2 through 4. How were you able to avoid any panic, any sign of panic, and stay the course the way that you have?
I mean, we pro-sam approach every week. We aren't really concerned about our record or the other team's record or anything else. We just try to go out there and prepare for the game and do well in our opportunity to play it.
Coach, you spent a year with Dom Capers. I guess, can you just kind of go over what that time was like? I'm sure it's, I mean, not rare, but it's probably kind of a unique situation with two of the great defensive minds, maybe of all time, you know, coaching together for quite a spell.
Well, I have a ton of respect for Coach Capers. You know, he's had a great coaching career from Pittsburgh, Carolina, Miami, Green Bay, you know, really every place he's been, he's had a lot of success. And I learned a lot working with Dom. Very well prepared, you know, football guy, really into football, totally into it. Has great resource, obviously, of knowledge and experience to draw from. So it was a great opportunity for, you know, us to have him, even though it was a very short. You know, it was just a year, but it was still a great opportunity for him, for us to be able to, you know, have him as part of our organization staff. I mean, he's a class person, quality man. I have a lot of respect for Dom and really what he stands for and how he prepares himself and the players that he coaches.
Obviously, you work with Tom for a lot of years. Is there any similarities you can see between Tom and Aaron?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, obviously, you work with Brady for all these years now. Is there any similarities that you can see in Tom's game and Aaron's game?
I mean, they're both, you know, both really good, obviously. Both wear number 12. Both look like they're really good golfers. Both a lot better than on a golf course. You know, Aaron's just—I mean—he does everything so well. He's an incredible player. He's got great touch on every pass, the short ones, the long ones, the ones on the sideline, throwing on the run, screen passes. He always puts the ball in the right place and puts it right there for the receiver to catch it in full stride and run with it and make extra yards after the catch, which their players do a great job of. He's does an excellent job in the pocket of extending plays, feeling the rush, making run when he has to, but you know, he also is probably even more dangerous when he, you know, just buys a time in the pocket, lets the receivers uncovered and, you know, whips it down the field to somebody for, you know, 20 or 30 yards that is able to get open because the play's been extended for another couple seconds. So it puts a tremendous amount of pressure on your defense, you know, as well as defenses and, you know, at times getting the offense into, you know, the right play or the right protection. I mean, they very rarely run a bad play where somebody's just unblocked or the play just doesn't have a chance. I mean, they do a great job, Coach McCarthy and Coach Clemens and Aaron do a great job of collectively, however it's done, of, you know, getting plays run hard on the defense and where the defense is outnumbered or the defense doesn't have any kind of advantage. And they do a great job of staying away from the plays where the defense does have an advantage and, you know, getting to something else. So, like, collectively, how all that's done through play calling and audibling and check with Mays and all that. But the end result is that, obviously, it's got to run through the quarterback, which it does, and you know, Aaron does a, you know, tremendous job of that too. I don't think that could definitely be in any way understated. It may not be him making the play, but him directing the team, and maybe somebody else makes the play, but it's still, you know, still part of his job, and, you know, runs through him. So this guy's really a good player.
You know, you've gone through all these games over the years with Peyton Manning and everything. Do you personally relish this challenge of, I'm sure you're here all week long from your reporters, how great Aaron Rodgers, that you just kind of relish this challenge to stop a top flight offense?
You know, every week in the NFL is a challenge. Every team's got great players and great coaches. They're different. So every week's a big challenge in this league. Any of us that have ever coached in the league, you know, we all know that. Certainly playing the Packers is, you know, it's a big challenge for our football team. They're a very, very good team.
Hey, Bill, is there anything unique to your system that allows you to plug and play guys? Now, granted, LeGarrette's been with you before, but just Jonas Gray can pop in and be productive immediately.
I don't know. You know, we've had our system in place for 15 years now. A lot of different players, a lot of different coaches have coached in it. So, you know, I don't know. And you know, players that perform well are just the result of, you know, obviously talent, but I'd say more importantly, preparation, attention to detail, and good execution. So, players that have been able to do that, and thankfully we've had hundreds of them over that period of time be able to do it. That's what we need, and that's, if they're successful, that's the main reason why they're successful. So that attention to detail and preparation and on the field execution in critical situations, you know, obviously against top competition. So player has to do that himself. There's no pill you can do. There's no you know, play you can diagram. That all has to be done by the individual players themselves.
Bill, what has enabled Tom Brady to play at this level at 37 still?
You know, Tom's a good player. Tom works hard. He's very committed and dedicated to his job. Very professional. His preparation is outstanding. And he's a very talented player, so put all those together, you can see that. You had a guy out there that played a long time, too. Probably had a lot of the same qualities.
How big of an advantage is it to you when you can line up Rebus on Browner on the other side?
I don't know. I mean, we take our players and figure out a scheme and the matchups that we feel are the best each week. Whoever we have, whatever we have to work with against whoever it is we're playing, we try to, you know, do the best we can to create favorable matchups and prepare the players prepare themselves to go out there and, you know, execute things as well as they can. So, you know, those two guys are good players. Sometimes they're on the same side. Sometimes they're on opposite sides. Could depend on a lot of different things, what we have called, what the offensive formation is, so forth and so on. So all comes out, you know, a lot of times as a defense is a little bit out of your control because you're acting to who the offense has on the field and where they position their players and what your defensive call and configuration is and so forth. So those two guys work hard. They've been very professional and diligent in their preparation and you know, performance in games. Very, very committed to trying to play the defense and do the things that fit within the context of the defense. So it's been great to have them.
How's it stay fresh for you, Bill, 15 years in with this team?
I mean, I enjoy, you know, all aspects of the game and all aspects from the beginning of the year, the team building, the rookies, the draft choices, the guys that come in the spring to, you know, working with some very experienced and, you know, highly skilled players. that are able to do things, you know, as good as maybe not as good as probably, you know, any other player in the league could do them in certain cases. So I find all those situations challenging, working with all different types of players and all the different processes that we go through the year, the teaching, the installation, the development of young players, and like I said, doing some sophisticated things with very experienced and talented players. You know, you just wouldn't be able to do with guys that aren't at that level. So, you know, each week's a huge challenge in this league with all the different components that go into, you know, matching up against a new team and whatever the environment and circumstances are that surround that individual game. All are very challenging, but it's all part of the process that I enjoy.
Coach, do you enjoy going to, you know, storied venues like Lambeau Field? I know your focus is on the game, but is there ever a point in pregame or postgame where you just look up and see the names on the stadium facade and think of the history of where you're playing, or is it your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of great respect for, you know, the organization in this league and all the teams and all that each of them has accomplished, and certainly Green Bay's, you know, 13 titles and all the great players and coaches that have been there. And you know, I was in Detroit for 2 years and, you know, in that division, so very familiar with the, you know, a lot of the tradition and the history of, you know, that organization and all that they've accomplished. And of course it's impressive, but you know, we go on the road 8 times a year, and you know, every stadium we play in is loud, and they each have their own environment. And you know, not taking anything away from anybody, but just, you know, we're there to play a game, we're there to do a job, and that's, you know, that's what it'll be about, is, you know, what happens on the field. But I mean, certainly the Packer tradition and the history is, you know, up there, probably ahead of every other team in the National Football League, certainly ahead in terms of, you know, titles and, you know, Hall of Fame players and all that. So, you know, history, third oldest franchise in the NFL, and, you know, in the smallest market. So, I mean, it's, you know, what the Green Bay Packers stand for and what they built and what that community and how its relationship to the team is, you know, it's unique. It's incredible. And nobody has more respect for it than I do, but like, that's, you know, not really what this game's about. What this game's about is, you know, two teams that are going to match up Sunday afternoon, and hopefully we can play a very competitive game against them. It's certainly been a problem for the other teams that have come in there and tried to play, and it's been against them pretty much over by the middle of the second quarter, so I hope we can play more competitively than that.